Blog Talk Radio.
Is there anybody in here that
if you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me. Just touch somebody and tell them, say, I made it. And because I made it, you're going to make it too. I wish you'd tell them that.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings. You are listening to Transcending Sankofa with Yahshua Elohim. I'm coming to you live from Sankofa Infinity Ministries by way of BTR, Blog Talk Radio. That was Marvin Sapp. He is one of the, when I was going through this process, process in which I was talking about last night on the show, the forgiveness and being able to get to a space of being authentic with my, so that I could be authentic with that which is out, was outside of me. He and many more, Donald Lawrence, Twinkie Clark, Yolanda Adams, all of them. I listened to them and intensively because it assisted me in going through and pressing out the negative feelings of my own life during that time, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. So, you know, whatever will aid and assist you, I don't care. It doesn't matter where it's coming from, who it's coming from, because at the end of the day, all things come from the same source. And if something is coming into your life and it is enhancing you in some kind of way, it is uplifting you and giving you, providing you with a certain insight that lets you know that things are going to be okay, because things do work together for the good. You just got to press forward and press towards the levels of truth, your divinity, your own divinity, the light, out of the darkness, the ignorance, the night, and go into the light. Whatever it takes, let it be. Let it be. You know, before I even became aware that I was on a spiritual journey, that I was on a soul journey, I was a Christian, devout Christian. I was an ordained minister. I was a lover of the Word of God, and I still am. It's just, you know, my vantage point and my vantage view has changed. But you never lose sight of the foundation that propels you to go forward. This is going back to fetches. Going back to fetches. I had to go back and fetch and really see what really was going on when I was in the church or when I was believing in Christianity. And when I say believe in Christianity, the only thing that split, that kind of separated me from the belief is that I don't believe, and I know for a fact that no one can die for your debt. No one can die for you. No one can save you from your sins. And we are not sinless. We are not sinful people. We are good people making wrong choices, or making choices that are placing us in situations, circumstances, and conditions that don't serve the greater good of who we are. That's all. And it doesn't mean being a sinner. To me, this is my truth. So, in regards to that, you know, going back saying how I became rebellious. Yeah, I rebelled. I rebelled against the doctrine of Christianity. And I basically came into my own fold as my fold allowed me to come into it. And there is no space and time there. There is no doctrination. There are only principles. You know, there are only principles there that I live my life by, and I strive to live my life by. But my most dominant intent, my most dominant intent is to stay in alignment with my divinity. And it is not dependent upon any particular religion or doctrine. So in that sense, you know, I had to forgive myself and give it forth, give those things forth that no longer served me as a spiritual being, and forgive those who projected it on me in the first place, because they were doing the best that they could possibly do, what they had, what they had. And, you know, at the end, when I look at it right now, it was all about survival. If you know, I think about the stories that that I was told in regards to my ancestors, and a lot of things that we did or a lot of things that were done in regards to assimilating ourselves into society and becoming socialized into society, we did them based on survival. It was all about survival. But if you really think about it, none of that really matters. It doesn't matter who you believe in. It just doesn't matter. It's about the intention. It's about the intention in which you put into a particular thing, because you as an individual, as a divine being, you are the one that invests your power into a person, place, thing, or idea. And your power alone gives that outside of you life. And at any given time, you can withdraw that life. You can withdraw that life. And that's what had to take place in my life. So it's not like, you know, I've been doing this all my life and, you know, I'm holier than that. No, 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 no. No, I am not. You know, I had my trials and tribulations just like everyone else. And we all have trials and tribulations. That's universal. Suffering is universal. You're going to suffer. You're going to suffer some type of loss, something. You are going to suffer. And, you know, some people say, well, you know, to desire a thing is, you know, if you're desiring something, you're going to suffer. Yeah. But let me see. I want to know one person that is on the earth that has absolutely no desire. Because if they don't have any desire, they don't have any suffering. Just to be here in this space and time, in flesh, is a desire. If you don't desire to be in this space and time, just why be here? Why be here? So there has to be some type of desire. It is my desire to be the expression of my divinity. That is my desire. It is my desire to know the depthness and the depthness of my divinity as much as I possibly can, as a human being having this experience. That's my desire. It is my desire to, just as I'm sitting here broadcasting, it is my desire to have my divinity, the spirit that is within me, the likeness and the image of who I am, to express itself through me. That is my desire. The spirit, the soul itself, has a desire. Otherwise, if it did not have a desire, it would not call things into existence. Trees would not even be here. Okay? Mother Earth would not even be here. Matter of fact, the earth would be a desolate place. It would be a bottomless pit, pitch black, nothing here would be able to express itself. Nothing would be expressing itself if there were no desire. I don't consider having a desire a negative thing. It's the quality of your desire. And your quality of desire is a matter of degrees. That's what brings about a difference. I desire to drink hot coffee. Is the coffee really hot or is it cold? It's both. It's just a degree. The degrees are different. I desire to love. Am I desiring to hate too? Absolutely. They're the same. Just a matter of different degrees. A matter of different degrees. And it's a continuum because you don't know how it changes from one phase, stage, space and place to another. You don't know when it changes. All you know is that you're having this experience. You're having the experience. Change is inevitable, and it's constant. That is for sure. That is for sure. So I do apologize for my tardiness, but, you know, whenever I have to speak to someone in regards to a spiritual matter, and it has to be done on the side, it has to be done in privacy. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I am very passionate about the spiritual cultivation of one's soul. I'm very passionate about ushering and assisting and aiding in the development of that process, the soul journey. Talking about forgiveness and how often there are times where you have to go back and forgive things, particularly yourself. You have to let yourself off the hook about certain things. And forgiveness is a very, very, to me, I'm only speaking my truth. It is very powerful because it's not about the other person, it's about you. If there is no forgiveness, there is bondage. If somebody has done something towards you, it is mature, reasonable maturity to bring together you two with a witness and talk it out. That way you won't leave the space angry, bitter, upset. Because I'm telling you, when you do that, it's going to haunt you. It's going to be like a dead corpse. You're walking around with a dead corpse on your back because you have not forgiven someone. Or you haven't given forth that which no longer serves you. You haven't laid down your sword and shield in regards to another individual. A lot of times it has a lot to do with pride. A lot of pride, just puffed up with pride, and just do not want to forgive. And then we have the audacity to say, oh, I'm just being stubborn. No, you're not. You're being prideful. You're being prideful. stubborn? No, you're not being stubborn. You're being prideful. Because when an emotion, when a feeling is affecting the quality of your life, you have moved from being stubborn into pride, being prideful. You've moved from, you've converted, you've gone stubborn into prideful. And you continue to entertain being prideful, walking around with your chest all puffed up and puffed out. Others that are like it, other feelings that are like it come to greet pride, and it hooks itself into that same feeling. And now you have a cluster of dysfunctional feelings that are causing an imbalance. And you probably find yourself wondering, well, how did I get here? You got here because you began to entertain being prideful. And you were so full of pride that the cousins of being prideful had to come along for the ride. They had to come along for the ride because every thought has to reproduce after its own kind. Now, thoughts, feelings, and your actions are all lined up and full of pride and everything else that comes along with it, bearing the same fruit. Because you couldn't find in your heart to forgive someone. And the reason why you can't find in your heart to forgive someone, because you have not forgiven yourself. You like holding your own self in bondage. It's enticing to you to hold yourself in bondage. And a lot of times you don't even realize you're holding yourself in bondage. It's amazing how you can step out of the alignment of the levels of truth or your divinity. And life will show up in so many ways. I mean, it will cause, you will cause havoc on your own life because you won't forgive someone. And you cannot forgive yourself. It is as simple as this. And I can't say this unless I have experienced it myself. You don't want to forgive someone, and you're not forgiving yourself. Guess what? For some reason, you start having problems with your car. Your car start breaking down. You start losing things for no reason. Well, there's a reason, but you don't realize it. You start losing money. All because of this energy. This energy that you're carrying around is just causing havoc in your life. This is why it's so important to meditate so that you can clean and clear out the space. Clean and clear out the space. It's almost like you go into meditation to sift yourself as wheat so that you can be fine and without grit. So you can be fine, a fine wheat and without grit. That's what meditation is all about. I know for me, when I meditate, it might not be to just sit down and quiet my mind. It might be to just go in and see what my mind is doing. What is going on in my mind? And as I do that, I just sift it out. Breathe in, breathe out, sift it out. And if you know your chakras, touch, you know, focus on each chakra and sift it out. stood out. In the silence, rest in the silence. Focus on your breath. Just sit out. There's so many ways that you can rid yourself of a vibration. So many ways. One of the simplest ways is to breathe. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. I remember I was listening to Jamie Foxx, and this is when he was a stand-up comedian. And after every statement that he made or every kind of comical joke that he made, he would say, sometimes you got to blow it out, you got to blow that stuff out, or something in that nature. And when he was saying that, I didn't know. I was like, why does he keep on saying that? But that is what he was saying. Sometimes you have to breathe and just blow it out. Blow it out. Stamp it out. Process it out. Because everything starts and ends with you. Nothing exists without it existing in you first. Nothing. As the creator, nothing can be created without the creator creating it. It cannot be created outside of the creator. It can't. So, this thing about forgiveness, I don't know, it just keeps on, it's here in my space, and I need to talk about it. And there's nothing wrong with forgiving yourself. There's nothing wrong with forgiving yourself. And when you forgive yourself, it's just like, if you can judge yourself, then how can you not forgive yourself? If you can condemn yourself and say all matters of evil and revile things against yourself, how can you not do the opposite thing? How can you can't do that? I almost said it's an abomination. It's a violation. It's a spiritual violation. You can't do that. You have to find within your heart to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for being prideful, for one. Forgive yourself for being stubborn and ill-mannered. Forgive yourself for that. And as you forgive yourself, then your actions towards whatever the situation is at hand, it will change. Your thoughts are going to change. Your feelings are going to change. Your actions are going to change because they're all coming into the alignment of the nonsensical aspect of who you are. And that is the real focus. The focus is to stay on the alignment of your divinity. What if the question comes up, well, what if no one was never, ever taught about the alignment or their divinity? I would say stay close. Stay in alignment with your true nature. The thing that is natural for you to do. It's natural, and this is an interesting thing, it's natural for you to love yourself. It's natural for you to do that. It's natural for you to be happy. It's unnatural for you to be angry with yourself for prolonged periods of time. I'll put that in there. These things are unnatural. Yet, how can I know how to be natural if I do not experience that which is unnatural? So, yeah, there's sometimes Well, all the time. You must experience life. You know, I was listening to Marvin Sapp's song. If you see me crying, sign that I am alive. It's just a sign that I am alive. So if you are angry and you are being unforgiving, it's a sign that you are alive. And because you are alive, you can make a different choice to do something different. And I understand that sometimes forgiving a person is not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing in a lot of cases, particularly with women or men who have been sexually assaulted, women or men who have been caught in domestic violence, who have been violated in some kind of way, who have been harmed or betrayed by someone they love. I know that forgiveness can be a hard thing, a challenging thing. But I say to you tonight, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, for they know not what they do and what they have done. But as you come into forgiving them, forgiving yourself, coming into more alignment with yourself, by and by, they will know. They will know what they have done. And they will, if life be, they will come to you and apologize for all that they have taken you through or put you through. That's a true fact. I've been there. But the thing for me during that time when it happened to me is that I could say, I have already forgiven you. There's nothing to forgive. That right there was a profound experience to me. For me to say to the person, I have already forgiven you, to forgive. So, these things are spiritual matters, and they can only be handled from a spiritual perspective, scientifically. They can only be handled in that way. And only you being in alignment with your divinity is going to assist you through that process. And there may be some days where you have to sit in your unforgiveness. You have to be honest with yourself and say, I'm being unforgiving because of this and this and this and that, and put the petition out there. Make it known. Make your supplications known. Get it out. But don't keep it in. Do not keep it in yourself, because as you keep it in, and this goes with any negative feeling that you may have, you keep your feelings in that are negative. Trust me, they are going to affect your body, your health. So if you cannot find in your heart to weep, trust me, in time, you will find out that your organs are weeping for you, and your health is going to be compromised. It's going to be threatened in the process. So is transcending Sankofa this evening. I look forward to coming to you again live on Friday. And I just say, you know, stay focused, stay in the light, keep it real. As always, you can always reach me at iamsankofa9@gmail.com. You can also reach me at Facebook, Sankofa and Kennedy. You can even call me and have a conversation with me, 559-4291. I say stay focused, stay blessed, and I'll see you and I talk with you Friday. Be blessed. Before I leave, I'm going to leave you with something else. Your Time by Donna Lawrence. He's another one that I listened to when I was going through my trials and tribulations. These are the songs that helped me to get through the negative processing of my feelings. So I hope that you can find comfort in these songs that I do play. And, hey, I graduated. I came out of Brie by Layla Hathaway. But, oh, well. Until next time, be blessed. And I say namaste, namaste, namaste.
How many people know it's your time? Oh. We want to thank y'all for coming. I just want to encourage somebody, let you know I am speaking over your life. You get ready to walk into the best time of your life. You are getting ready to get your inheritance. Just look at somebody and say, it's your time, it's your time. Vanessa, come to the stage for me, please.
Yeah, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, y'all, and say, it's your time. Everybody, can you say that with me?
It's your
time. Why don't you look at somebody and sing it to them?
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, everybody say, say.
With Darwin there. Ready to leave in a minute. But I'm speaking over your life. Sin, you ain't gonna live from paycheck to paycheck. You're gonna live in the overflow, the overflow, the overflow. Some of you are getting ready to start your own business. Some of you are getting ready to start your own practice. Some of you are getting ready to walk into the best season of your life. Came to tell you that it's your time.
It's your time.
Sing it for me, you know it's your time. On a birthday. Mine is sweet tonight.
Yeah.
It's mine is sweet tonight. I said it's mine is sweet tonight. When I think about the goodness of Jesus,
yeah,
and all that it's done for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you all that is done for me.
Yeah.
Some of you may not know it, but can I tell you what it's done for me?
Yeah.
I said, can I tell you what it's done for me?
Yeah.
Way back in 2003, it was back in January 2003, the doctors gave me a bad report. But my wife Tracy and I, we decided that we would believe the report of the Lord.
Yeah.
We decided that we would believe the report of the Lord. He said, you're healed. He said, you're healed. He said, you're healed. And I'm standing here tonight. Till I'm standing here tonight.
People know it's your time. Oh, just touch somebody and say it's my time.
Ooh, it's your time. Came to tell you, hey, it's your time, it's your time. Oh, yeah, your time. Come on, quiet. Help me say, everybody say, oh,
it's your time.
Sing it all over the building.
It's your time.
Sing it if you believe it's your time.
Your time.
Oh, it's your time.
It's your time.
Sing it to somebody. Come
it's
on, tell them that. Say, hey. Karen, there, come over for a second.
Come on up here, Karen Clarkshield. Encourage somebody, somebody, walk her around. Walk her around, walk her. Break it on down, break it on down, break it on down, break it on down. Talk to them a little bit, Karen. Tell them about their time. Tell them about their time.
Ooh. It's your time. It's your time. Oh, it's your time. Oh,
Thank you, EMI, BMI, to our guest artists, to the choir, the band, Cedric, Danny, Chris, Mel, Reggie, Coon, Lloyd Berry on horns, horn section. All my friends that came in, Ricky, Edwin, Ted, everybody, I appreciate, I love you so much, Jonathan, everybody that's here. If I skip your name, please know it. Don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my head. Choir, I love you so much. Thank you so much for all the hard work. Give them a big hand one more time, everybody.